With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball. America's game.
Of the most dramatic moments in the history of sports.
It's about connection.
And makes the catch up against the wall.
And now, with Apple TV Plus, Friday Night Baseball comes home.
Is this happening? It is.
Friday Night Baseball, streaming on Apple TV Plus.
We need to talk about the new 2023 Hyundai Palisade. When it comes to your journey, Hyundai is thinking of every mile. And the Palisade offers all the technology, safety features, and comfort a family needs for the journey ahead. Look, I own a Hyundai. I drive it. I love it. My daughters own Hyundais. They drive it. They love them. And the Palisade looks amazing. Think about it. It fits up to 8 passengers comfortably. I could take the entire family, even some extended family, on a road trip as long as I could endure them. The car would be great. You can stay connected in the Palisade with the Wi-Fi hotspot capability. How many times are the kids in the back wanting to do something that you need Wi-Fi for? The Palisade takes care of that for you. There's also class-exclusive Safe Exit Assist that prevents the rear doors from opening if the vehicle detects traffic approaching from behind. Unbelievably cool technology. And that Safe Exit Assist is not a substitute for driver or passenger attentiveness, so you have to always be aware of your surroundings and attentive of approaching vehicles. It's your journey. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com.
We're going streaky! Yes!
Keep it rolling. Best thing to do when you got a hitting streak.
Only one guy did it more than me. That's Joe DiMaggio.
Welcome in to Beat the Streak Daily for the morning of Wednesday, the 23rd of August. He's back. He's rolling. Here they come, maybe in bunches.
That one's driven deep to left field. There's a flight. See ya. A long home run for Judge. 1-0 Yankees.
I don't think they serve a meal on that one.
Wow. Definitely coast to coast on that one. By the time it lands, it's 453 feet off of the bat of Aaron Judge and 116 miles an hour.
You have a seat there. You're not expecting a souvenir.
Can't even catch it 453 feet away.
Four straight starts against Taijuan Walker. Judge has hit a home run.
There's nobody like him. Maybe his teammate Giancarlo Stanton, but Aaron Judge is in a league of his own.
Two nights, two homers. Now he's at 48. I bet he reaches 50 by the weekend. Yankees take two from the Mets, and we'll see if that wakes them up as a team. It is Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits. I'm Matt Spiegel, along with Ryan Porth. Aaron Judge, not among the top 10 selected hitters in our game yesterday of Beat the Streak. The only hitter from that Yankees-Mets matchup who was Starling Marte, who delivered two hits. Our streak leader, Scott Myers, L.A., got to 32 with a double down to Paul Goldschmidt in one of those games yesterday, Cardinals and Cubs in a doubleheader. And this guy was the other part of his double down who was recommended yesterday in the Porth pick.
Uniform in the past.
This ball hit hard. Deep out to left. Hilliard is back. It's gone! A two-run shot for Nathaniel Lowe. His 19th of the year, and the Rangers out in front 3-0.
Since the All-Star break, Nathaniel Lowe, first in hits in Major League Baseball, fourth in batting average. He is torrid. That's why Porthinator loved him yesterday.
And today.
And today.
And tomorrow.
And probably tomorrow.
And the rest of the year.
And the well, we'll see about that. I mean, each day we'll get together on Beat the Streak Daily and we'll see what he likes. So you don't have to go committing anytime soon. Jonesy on the leaderboard came off of 3 days in a row without playing. Welcome back. Was still right there towards the top of 30, then promptly had a streak end at the hands of Manny Machado. Good night, everybody. See you later, Jonesy. Johnny Cool One and Gabe Froman, so close to being the Sausage King of Chicago, had their streaks end as well. Floyd 1 stayed at 29. Still no sign of activity from Torkelson HOF, who was third at a damn near dormant 28 now. No more jokes, because you genuinely hope everything is okay with Torkelson HOF. If everything is okay, I'd really like to make jokes, but you can't do that at this point in the year. Moonshot Monster is at 24. I hope rising to the point where I can say Moonshot Monster every single day. There's still time to catch Joe DiMaggio at 56 and win $5.6 million. There's certainly time to catch Kyoshi Lotus 26, who's 45 remains the top streak on the season. That means $10,000 is his if nobody else gets there. Hey, yesterday, Ryan, I would have been 2 for 2 if Miggy Cabrera got a hit. That's all I needed to hit my double down, and then I would have reached 2. Yep, because one of my 2 picks got a hit. That's how close I was. Okay, that's really not that close, but at least George Springer delivered.
7 career grand slams for Springer. Down the right field line, Ref Snyder coming over, dives, and it's by him. 3 runs are in. Springer is on his way to third and will be held there on a bases-loaded triple, and it is 8-1.
I'm going to posit that that's one of the worst feelings in sports. Bases loaded, you, the outfielder, dive, get a mouthful of dirt, and miss the ball, and know that it is by you, and every single runner is coming in to score.
Well, something similar happened last night in the Reds-Phillies game where TJ Friedl in the top of the ninth, yes, that TJ Friedl, who was batting like 050 in May, he hit a game-leading triple in the top of the ninth, and the center fielder for the Phillies dove, missed the ball, and the 2 go-ahead runs came in to score for the Reds, and then the Phillies promptly scored 2 in the ninth, in the bottom of the ninth, and beat the Reds. But yeah, that's got to be a horrible feeling.
It's got to be a horrendous, horrendous feeling. And George Springer blew that game open at Fenway. Part of an 8-run Toronto inning. And when Springer's in there, the Jays lineup is just outrageous. He now has 13 hits in 24 August at-bats. An early season hero on this podcast. A man who got so much love from streakers and porth pickers and more. Had seemingly been forgotten. Seriously, when's the last time I mentioned, or you mentioned, Ryan, C.J. Cron of the Rockies, 16 for his last 98 as of August 19th on Friday? That meant he was hitting 163 since the 24th of July. On the advice of coaches, including Bud Black, he didn't even touch a bat for 3 days. Last night, he touched a bat.
C.J. hits a high fly ball to deep right. Got a chance.
So the San Diego Padres broadcast crew always says Jake Cronenworth hit it into the Crone zone.
Yeah.
Where's the Crone zone for the Rockies broadcast crew?
I almost picked a Cronenworth highlight to put it with Crone today.
Welcome to the Crone zone and Slam Diego.
I know. Don Arcillo getting on Ryan's nerves. CJ Cron has hit his 24th of the year. The man is still hitting 270 with an 823 OPS. Having a good year, if not the one we thought he'd be having by now. The league leader in hits, that's our currency here on Beat the Streak, has been at times on the season Rafael Devers or Paul Goldschmidt. Jose Abreu was up there once. But for much of the year, and certainly right now, 2 Dodgers have swapped back and forth. Last night's game got away from the Brewers' bullpen, so catcher Victor Caratini came in to pitch, and Freddie Freeman was among those to greet him rudely.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Freeman serves 63 by the bag down the left field line to drive in two.
Well, Trey Turner's hit tied Freddie for the major league lead for hits, and Freddie said, oh, if you're going to get one off this guy, I got to get one.
Both guys are three of them tonight.
Trey Turner at 153 hits, Freddie at 154. The Dodgers have six more wins than any other team in baseball. Those are two big reasons why. Congrats to Adolis Garcia, El Bambi, nicknamed so because a kid in his neighborhood thought his head looked like a light bulb. El Bambi, his hitting streak is at 20. He's the sixth batter to reach 20 this season. Our picks, they're next. So go nowhere. That is an order.
Live on DAZN Pay-Per-View, September 17th, Part 3. Canelo versus Triple G to take the trilogy. Bad Blood, a score to settle. Controversy, brutality, pure hostility. For victory, for history, for the trilogy. Canelo Alvarez versus Gennady Golovkin. September 17th, live on DAZN Pay-Per-View. Visit DAZN.com.
Six day games, part of a 14-game slate today. I know Mike Trout homered last night, but I wouldn't play him, nor any LA Angel tonight. Shane McClanahan going for the Rays, a top five Cy Young candidate who threw seven innings of two-hit ball his last time out. Just stay away from Los Angeles.
You stay away, I stay away.
There are lots of juicy matchups out there, though, on today's slate. Six pitchers with ERAs above five are starting today. Ryan has one of them as a target in his fourth pick.
Yes, I do. Lucas Giolito, in his last six starts, has given up 42 hits in 28 innings. All season long, he just has not been himself. Just like the Chicago White Sox, who he pitches for, they just do not look right either. The Sox continue their series in Baltimore tonight, where leadoff hitter Cedric Mullins is 6-for-10 lifetime against Giolito. Mullins has a hit in all five of the games so far between the Orioles and White Sox this season. Mullins has close to a 100-point difference in his batting average this season facing righties compared to lefties, and he's hitting .313 in the month of August. Cedric Mullins tonight is the fourth pick.
I like that one. He looked pretty good last night, too, was watching that Orioles-White Sox game. Time now for my Daily Double A. Analytically, Jose Berríos, 10.1 hits per nine he has given up on the season. Even when he pitches well, like he did at Yankee Stadium, striking out a bunch, he still gave up seven hits. He's at Fenway tonight. Rafael Devers, 3-for-4 last night, a homer in the ninth. And he has seen Berríos plenty, 20 plate appearances against him. Devers hits righties better. He hits at home better. Berríos allows a higher batting average to lefties, and he's worse on the road. Devers will get a knock tonight. And then Corey Dickerson, four hits in the nightcap of the Cards-Cubs doubleheader split with two doubles last night. Swinging it well, Luke Farrell coming up from AAA to pitch for the Cubs today has faced just one hitter in the Cardinals lineup four times. It's Corey Dickerson, who's 3-for-4. So let's run with that. Corey Dickerson and Rafael Devers, today's Daily Double A. Always give you the elite users pick. These are the streakers, by the way, whose high streak this year puts them in the top 1% of all streakers. As of 7 a.m., they like Gene Segura of the Phillies at home against the Redskins. Zoik! Zoik, Scoob! Yordan Alvarez against Dylan Bundy and the Twins at Minute Maid. And Nathaniel Lowe. Once again, the hit probability algorithm loves Lowe. And Corey Seager in Colorado against Jose Urenas. Aretha.
There's no S.
Damn it, that's why. Okay, all right. Jose Urania. My apologies to the family of Jose Urania. Hit probability algorithm also likes Eloy Jimenez, who homered last night, but he left the game, so he's probably not even going to play. Come on, algorithm. Stay with the news. Subscribe now to the show. Why wouldn't you? Wherever you get your podcasts, that's where we'll be. And play Beat the Streak every day of the MLB season for your chance to win $5.6 million. Beat the Streak daily inside the hits drops every weekday of the MLB season, well before the first game of the day. It's a production of Odyssey in partnership with Major League Baseball. For Ryan Porth and Matt Spiegel, hoping that all of your guys. And once again, apologies to the family of Jose Urania. hoping all of you guys hit him where they ain't.
Woo! We're streaking! We're streaking!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!